The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's DJ Durkin. The Terrapins are 2-0 overall and visit UCS at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday on CBS Sports Network. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open it up for questions.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on today. Just getting ready for a Tuesday practice. It was good coming off a win. I thought our guys came out and had good determination, played well, played excited, played hard early in the game there at FIU, and it was our first road game together. I was pleased with how we traveled and how we went. And, you know, now we got another road game coming up down in Florida again against a talented team. We've watched them a bunch on tape. Our guys understand they do a really good job of creating big plays in their offense, and their defense has been playing pretty well, and especially eliminating the run game. And so we got a big challenge ahead of us this week. We're looking forward to getting after it out there on the practice field.
Thanks, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Once again, to ask a question, please press star then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Dan Murphy, ESPN.com.
Hey, DJ, how you doing? Just a quick question about if what you saw against UCF, the UCF-Michigan game on film, is something you can use, having just left that program, and what you can gain from seeing them against your own team this weekend.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the biggest takeaway from that was I thought UCF did a pretty good job of eliminating the run game, although, you know, I know Michigan was throwing the ball pretty well and doing that effectively. And then I thought UCF did a good job of creating big plays. I mean, that, you know, most of their yards in the run game came off big plays, and so that's kind of what that offense is designed to do. Obviously, I'm familiar with all the personnel and the guys they were going against. It's a very well-coached team and very talented team, and so you know, I know the score really didn't show that it was a close game at all. But when you look at the film and just watching the plays and how it went, you could see that UCF is a team that has big play capability, and I think they have some talent, and you could tell that they're buying into what Scott is doing there as a program. So we know going to their place, we got a big challenge ahead of us.
Thanks.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Matt Marshall, Orlando Sentinel.
Coach, I wanted to ask, what sort of challenges do you face going back to Florida for the second week in a row? I know they're both road games, but having to turn around and do that in a short week, what does that mean for you guys?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess it's just, it's last week was our first road game together. I think our guys handled it well, did a good job traveling with the way we wanted them to. You know, it's part of college football. I don't necessarily know if going back to Florida again really affects us or changes anything more than just it's 2 road games in a row, and we've got to respond. You know, it's in our sport, I think home field advantage plays a bigger part probably than any other sport because with crowd noise and all those things, and there's so much communication that goes on in football, that really becomes part of the equation. But you know, again, I think our guys, we're ready to go. They understand the challenge, and you know, we'll be ready to travel back down and come out and play hard on Saturday.
And did you notice the tempo UCF was just going, trying to go with more up-tempo, similar to what Oregon used to do when Frost was an OC there? Have you noticed that tempo, and how do you combat that?
Yeah, we have. I mean, we noticed when we do a little study on what the play clock is at every time the ball is snapped. I mean, they're – with the pace they were at with several plays last week, they'd be up there in the, you know, near the top of the country. And so the good news for us is we also have a tempo style offense. It's something we see quite a bit in practice. It's not anything abnormal or that we have to, you know, do something different against. It's just it's part of the emphasis that we'll talk about with our guys, and obviously, you know, practicing against ourselves can help that.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.